Hey, sad girl. You bitch.
Who the fuck are you calling bitch?
I'm calling you a fucking
what
bitch.
What the fuck are you gonna do with this, Mossy? Brush my hair?
I'm gonna fucking shove it up your ass, you bitch.
Shove it up my ass, fucking
bitch. You gonna kill me?
That's how you want it, Mossy? Fine, bitch.
Another episode here at Piñata Hour. And we have a special guest here tonight. We got Frank LePaul.
Hey, how you doing?
Hi.
Thanks for the invite.
Hi. How you doing, man?
Hey.
Good to have you back.
Thanks.
And also here at the table, we have so many wizards.
Oh, hey.
Hello.
And also we have Eddie Solis.
Hola.
Oh, hey.
From Eddie. It's Casual.
Eddie. Thank you, Lee.
The red light. Right?
There's also a blue line and a gold line.
Shit.
Purple
how'd
line.
Get, how'd you get here today?
The red line.
The red line?
I practiced what I preached.
Oh, red line.
Got off work at in Hollywood and took it to Pershing Square.
Oh, good. Cool.
Man, your voice is, man, it's in my head. On the way here, I was singing your song.
Were you really?
Yeah.
Really, that's what you're looking at me. I don't sing.
No.
But maybe.
But anyways, do you guys know it was Bob Marley birthday?
I did. I saw that.
Yeah. Did you guys celebrate?
You want to celebrate Bob Marley's birthday?
You want to celebrate
day.
Later?
Celebrate.
Yeah. You want to celebrate later?
Is he coming out with a new album or?
Celebrate. I know these guys do.
Kind of like
these guys are right. So many wizards.
How's his toe doing?
Say what?
How's his toe doing?
How's who?
Bob Marley, his toe.
Oh. I don't know.
I heard the toes coming out with an album.
Oh.
Yeah, that's kind of messed up.
So is there going to be a celebratory Bob Marley festival during our break?
No, I have a mix here that I want to play, and this is from this guy called, his name of DJ is Yeskin.
Yes, what a name. Right.
Yeskin.
So we're going to go ahead and play it, and we're going to come back and ask you a bunch of questions that doesn't make sense.
Sure.
All right.
I hope they don't make sense.
All right, so this is... Bob Marley's Sun in the Sunshine. It's shining. I'm sorry.
It's not his son, though, right? It's him.
No, this is him.
This one's for Ryan.
One of his many
songs. He's from England, right?
Make you wanna. Sun is shining, weather is sweet. Make you wanna move your dancing feet.
Come on. We back up in that hour one time, Mom.
Man,
we were talking about San Pedro and San Gabriel Valley.
The
SGV.
So
Sangre.
Sangre Valley. You're from LA, right?
I'm straight up South Central.
Oh,
it's nice. Known as South LA now, but
South Central is rocking right now. There's a lot of bands, a lot of shit going on.
I haven't been down there in a while.
You guys ever hear of this band called Dumb Funk? Well, not a band, is it?
Oh, yeah, Dumb Funk, yeah.
Yeah.
It was good.
I just started listening to this dude. It's
really funky.
Are they from
He's
South
not messing around
LA?
When he says Dumb Funk.
Say what?
Are they from South LA or South Central LA?
Isn't it like,
from LA.
Like Crenshaw District?
Yeah.
Oh, that's South LA.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So we have here in Piñata Hour, So Many Wizards.
Hey, dude. Hey, thanks for having us, by the way.
Congratulations for all your success there. I noticed you guys are coming up.
Kind of?
I don't know.
We're just
It's
happy.
A long road. Coming up is... Yeah, there's so many degrees of coming up.
Yeah.
Hey, let's do a little bit of intro. What do we have here?
I'm Eric. Okay. I'm next to Lee.
And what do you play?
I play drums.
Okay, and...
Yeah, that's Eric Felix. He plays drums. My name is Nima Kazaruni. I do vocals and sing and... Well, vocals and play guitar and keyboard.
Right. He plays a lot of different things.
Yeah.
I'm Jeff. I play bass.
Right.
Word.
You play a lot of other instruments, right, Jeff?
I play a lot of other instruments, but not... I perform under my own name, Jeff Geis. And play all sorts of instruments for that project. But for So Many Wizards, I'm just four strings and an attitude.
Sass.
Yeah, so. You sound great, too.
A lot of sass.
So tell us a little bit about your... you're going to the overseas.
We're trying to, yeah.
Yeah?
We are trying to. But I mean, like...
It's on the precipice.
It's either we do it and we become badly in debt, you know... rob a bank or something, or we make it happen through crowdfunding through Indiegogo, which is ongoing now.
Yeah, tell us about that Indiegogo. How does that?
We're trying to raise $5,000 so that we can pay for a lot of the things that are associated with going overseas.
Right.
I think you might need to tell people what Indiegogo is.
Oh, what's Indiegogo? Indiegogo is like online crowdfunding platform.
Similar
to Kickstarter. It's actually the world's biggest. And they've been really great about helping us out too, featuring us, interviewing us. We didn't really ask for it, and they were just really excited.
They came to you?
Yeah, they came to us. They're really excited about our fans' participation early on. And, it's been really good. And I think we have like $3,500 raised. We need $5,000. And it's really easy. We have a bunch of awesome creative premiums.
Yeah.
How do you think they picked you guys? Like, how is...
I don't know. I think,
I don't know either.
I think all our friends and people who have been listening to us over the years, that they saw that we put it up. And there was just like a huge push. There was like people just donating. Yeah. And it was really nice. And it was really astounding to see how many people really came forward immediately.
Are you expecting a good welcome right there? I mean, is it...
A what?
Is like a welcome, like a... Who's putting the gigs together for you guys?
Various people. We kind of got in touch with them through various BBC radio DJs.
Right.
Who got a hold of our music.
Nice.
And so they reached out to us.
This should be exciting if you guys coming down.
Yeah, I think the person who's organizing the shows, it's the first time that he ever invites a band from overseas.
Yeah, right. Exactly. It's, I mean, it's actually, it's like a friend of, like Eric said, some DJs, and he actually, it's like a new booking agency, but it's like, you know, it's brand new.
Nice.
And yeah, it's really awesome. All the shows are free.
Right.
And
oh,
really,
well,
cool,
geez,
nights.
That's,
yeah,
good.
So there's like built-in crowds.
That's good.
In each town. Yeah. And we're staying with, like, you know,
whoever.
Well, I'll tell you they're gonna love you guys over there. Your music is
kind.
Yeah,
music,
I hope,
is
they're nice.
No, I don't think I think it's the beer, maybe.
Yeah, you're just.
Yeah. But listen, your music is very catchy, you know? Like,
thank you.
If anybody listened to it one or two times, they'd be like, oh, I want to hear it or see them live.
You know what they say about the British people and melodies? They just can't stay away from them.
Yeah, they can't stay away.
Very true.
Right?
Can we listen to
some? We got Turtle here. Hey, we got some news later. We're going to get to that.
So Turtle it hurts.
Yeah.
Some turtle.
That's really good.
So we're in the stable here. We have also Eddie Solis here hanging out with us.
How you guys doing?
Good. Right.
Good to have you.
Nice.
Thank you.
It's a really, really mix sounds here, because his sound is like, it's gonna melt your face.
It's casual.
I can't wait to get melted.
Yeah, it's casual.
Ellie's only skate rock tag team.
Nice. Chicano hard rock.
Chicano hardcore. Man.
I like it.
That's awesome.
Doesn't sound casual to me. That sounds fierce.
Right. So we got some hardcore, and we got some pop. So I noticed that a lot of you views on from other musicians and people that talk about you guys is like, you guys are really pop, but really, who's the main writer here?
Nemo writes all the lyrics.
Right.
And he writes the chords, the guitar and keyboard. Mm-hmm. And then he brings it in, and we all just kind of play with it and see what comes out.
Yeah, I'm not, like, classically trained. I don't really know anything. So it's just what comes out, you know? Like,
what do you know?
I don't know anything.
He knows the E chord.
That's the whole thing.
He knows the A chord.
Yeah, it's just, you know, just... Exactly. I mean, like, if anything, it's a testament to anybody can write music. You know, I'm not saying, like...
Was So Many Weezer was always a band, or was...
No, it was... It started solo, and then it turned into like a two piece with Eric. And when I met Eric, it was just really awesome, because his taste in music is the best I've ever encountered. And he incorporates that into the music, and it's really nice. And you know, we have like this next.
Oh, you're the drummer, group. Right?
Yeah,
I'm a drummer too.
Oh, right on.
Yeah,
nice.
Very, very important.
How long have you been drumming?
Since I was 16.
16.
I took a break though.
Wow.
He's 18 now, so...
Why'd you take a break?
What happened? I went to school.
Ah,
horrible
school.
Mistake.
School.
Stay in school, kids.
Stay in school. That's what happened.
Wow. Nice. And you're from Croatia, too?
No, I'm school.
I get that all the time.
We were fucking around here earlier.
I get it all the time. No. I love Croatians.
Yeah, me too.
They have this great Croatian pizza place in San Pedro. We were talking about San Pedro.
Yeah, yeah.
Really good.
No way.
What do they put on Croatian pizza?
I don't know, but it's just owned by Croatia.
Have you ever guys? Any of you guys?
Oh, it's just regular pizza.
Yeah, but apparently it has a certain twist.
There's a skate ramp under the bridge.
Yeah, under the 110.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
I've gotten many bruises in that skate park.
Yeah. Every time my brother comes down from Utah,
He likes to go to that park.
Yeah.
That's really cool, because you're right under the freeway.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's really sweet.
You hear this.
Yeah. Yeah. It's the crowd screaming.
Have you been there, Eddie?
No, and that's funny you say that, because...
I got to go check it out.
Growing up, you know, before I moved out of my house, it was like I always had a half pipe in the backyard. And you were, you know, living in like a quiet...
Nice.
Yeah, just in suburbs, you awesome. Would just hear it. So, you know, the freeway is a great way to... hide that sound
and
people
like,
complaining. Yeah, it's like the ongoing cheer, right?
Right. Ongoing cheer.
So we got So Many Wizards here at Piñata Hour. We're on skaterstudios.com. If you guys have any calls, if you want to call us.
People should call.
Yeah, you guys should call.
You can call 1-800-893-9562. That's our number.
Love advice.
1-800-893-9562.
Yeah. Stock tips.
Lee, are you still doing taxes?
I can do taxes.
Really?
Okay. Yeah.
All right, we'll talk after.
I take half of that. If you guys have kids.
Yeah.
More money. Yeah. So go ahead, call the show. Call Piñata Hour. We're going to come back here. Frank, what you got for us?
Some Fabulosos Cadillac.
Yeah. So we got Fabulosos Cadillac from Argentina. From Argentina.
Oh, nice. I have an uncle in Buenos Aires.
I'm also, we're going to play, I know this porn actress from Buenos Aires.
What? Yeah.
What's her name?
ATN?
I don't know. We also, we're going to play some music from Spain. Nice. We're going to have Big Ot coming through here.
Oh, cool.
He's from Spain. He has great, awesome music.
Yeah.
I would love to see you guys play with him, with them too. That would be
nice. We'd love to see us playing in Spain.
Yeah. Oh, man. Dream come true.
Yeah, and we can make it happen.
Yeah, why not?
The PR lady is really, really nice. She's going to come down here too. And I.
All right.
Right on.
Yeah. Yeah.
There's a lot of people coming today.
Yeah.
It's pretty sweet. It's pretty cool.
This is really awesome.
Is it always this busy? Say.
What do you mean?
Do you always have this many people here?
I'll try to cut it.
Don't cut it. Bring more people.
No, it gets crazy. It gets crazy sometimes, right?
Like party, man.
It gets fucking wild.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah, we're here. Oh, by the way, the first intro we played here at Piñata Hour.
Yeah.
Dude, it was done by Sonia.
Oh, Sonia.
That was from that movie,
she's
right?
She's the sound operator. She's like the...
What's that movie? The...
Mi Vida Loca.
There you go. 1991.
You remember ese?
Yeah.
Damn, moms.
I remember.
That's when everyone quit skateboarding and got into gangs.
Yeah. All right, so we're
going to... pretty much.
We're going to come back here to the Piñata Hour, so we're going to have Frank LeBeau play a little bit of DJ Set Here for us. Fabulosos Cadillacs.
Quiero morir tocando ska.
Fuck out, East Alley. out the door and I remember just what I saw. Between the conversation, I lost my trust, yeah.
Happened to the cholas? The cholas never show up.
So the cholas.
That's it. I'm leaving.
That's it. I'm leaving.
I'm out of here.
They were gonna come with the kids, and I was like, no. Stay home with the kids.
As long as they bring some wick.
Hey, I accept EBT all night.
EBT all night. Let me get a card. How can I get one?
Get that cheese. Get that cheese. All right, so we're back here. I'm Lee, your host, and we're in Piñata Hour. Let's get rid of the comp. You can call 1-800-893-95. Call us.
You should call right now.
Yeah.
Right now.
Just right this second.
Call us and hang out.
First person that calls
gets a free trip to Libya.
Mm-hmm. That's a great idea.
Yeah. All expenses paid.
Second person that calls gets a one-way ticket to the moon.
There you go.
One-way ticket to the moon.
Right.
That's pretty good. We can make that happen. We'll add it to the Indiegogo.
I saw something about Red Bull doing some crazy shit. They're gonna drop this man from over the where the earth is meets the space.
And, I've heard of that.
He's gonna jump in.
I like how you put that. Libra's gonna like drop him.
It's like a
half-time. That's what he's gonna do. He's gonna be like carry away on a big balloon and
don't you freeze at a certain
point? They're trying to develop that as like a tourist, and they're trying to develop that as like a tourist thing. Like that's something
they think
that in the next like 10 years that what rich people are gonna do for fun get launched up into. Right. The atmosphere, right. And then parachute down. It's going to cost like $10,000.
Well, yeah. It's going to replace. It's going to replace the mid-90s bungee jump frenzy. Yeah. It's going to
fuck that.
Well, it's kind of pathetic, really. Like when you think about like what we were promised as kids, it was like, as an adult, you're going to get to vacation in space. You're going to get to go to the moon, all that other stuff.
We'll fly in cars.
And now it's like literally like, no. When you're an adult, maybe you can fly real high and get dropped with a balloon
and not get hurt.
Yeah,
what a chip.
It's kind of. Kind of
what happened to hoverboards? I thought like by now we'd have hoverboards.
Back to the Future.
There's nothing.
Hey, talking
it
about
looks like 1987 if you look outside.
It's not fair. I don't like it.
Nothing has changed.
Talking about the future. So you guys going to London when? Very soon, right?
Yeah. March. But March would be when we'd leave.
Then when you get back,
show on March 7th.
And then we're there for about a week, and then we fly back to the States directly to Austin for
what kind of visa? What kind of visa did you get?
Oh, it's
a working visa.
Work visas. Since we're playing every single day, we're not there for fun. It'll be fun, but you know we can't say that. I actually got the email today, guys. We have to say we're there to work.
Yeah,
and we are.
Wait,
mine's just a debit card though. Me too. But anyways, we're playing March 7th to 13th every single day, and then flying to South by Southwest, and then we have a residency at the Echo in April too,
which is awesome.
All
right,
it should be fun. You know, it's gonna be really intense because like last year.
I can see summer's gonna be great for you guys, man.
Summer,
awesome.
We'll see.
It's gonna be a wild ride. You're gonna start calling us Mr. Toad.
I don't understand.
So you're going to South by Southwest? Where are you going to play at? The South by Southwest.
Well, we're playing the Smell Showcase because they're family, and then we've got like some parties that we're going to play. Well, I think we're doing an official showcase too this year. We didn't do an official showcase last year,
right? But yeah,
I don't know how that's going to go. I'm sure it'll be fun.
We're pretty much open to play every single minute that we're there.
Yeah.
So if anyone's doing anything, let us know, and we're
going to be jet lagged, and
or call us here at 1-800-893-9565.
Yeah, if you're in Austin, Texas, and you have a booking request for between March 15th and 17th, yeah, you can call the number here at Skid Row Studios and offer us lots of money.
Yeah. You guys going to be playing at Side by Southwest at the Smell at Galaxy also.
XU, yeah,
Domi,
yeah.
Books.
Domi Books, yeah.
Yeah,
that's a great bookstore.
That's a sweet place. I've been there a couple times and.
Love, yeah, they have a good time.
This year is really awesome,
you
too.
You guys in Bastidas did that 2 years ago, right?
And yeah, Odin, yeah. We went there 10. And we played with No Age Kids and who else?
You played with Pizza and Big Whoop.
Yeah, yeah. You're from, so what? Pizza. Yeah, right here.
This guy. This is the guy.
Or I every time I see him, he's like, he's a new motherfucker.
Yeah, exactly.
Right?
Yeah.
Right?
He is a new motherfucker.
He's a new motherfucker.
Yeah, that was a good name.
Nah,
that was a classic.
It is. It's like I got my attention. It's like,
whoa, yeah.
Okay. Then I went to check him. I was like, okay, all right, yeah.
These are new motherfuckers.
Yeah. Wow. Where did you see them first?
Sound like,
do you remember?
Shit.
I think at Soma Kibo and playing around. Mm-hmm. Don Smell and did you play at El Corral?
We did. We played at El Corral one time in January of 2006.
Yeah, El Corral was another little venue for people who don't know. It's like back maybe
that
3 or 4 years ago.
Met Sean. I was that. I remember playing at El Corral and being like, "Oh man, Sean Carnage is this like really cool promoter in LA, and I'm really excited to meet this guy."
Yeah,
he
came down here to the show. He was at the Mormons. Yeah, the More Music Show. There's another podcast here.
Cool.
This is the big beginning.
Are you having a good time, man? He's all like,
"Well, I am because my friend Ernesto."
Ernie.
He said, tell the girl.
Holler at me.
Tell the girl. I took a picture and he has a crush on Sonia.
Yeah,
oh, yeah?
He has a crush on Sonia.
Sonia, you got a caller here.
He's a really handsome man.
Hey, we have a caller.
Sonia's my roommate.
Let's put him through.
He's really nice.
Yeah, Ernie.
Is that Sam? Sam from LA. All right, go ahead, Sam. What's up, Sam?
Hello, hi.
What's up? That's my dad. That's my dad.
That's my dad, yeah.
Oh, what's up, Dad?
Whoa.
How you doing, Dad?
How are you, Nima?
Hey.
Oh, nice.
Sam.
You're a good man for listening.
Yeah.
Should we
Thanks
take off
calling.
The headphones? You guys can have a little conversation.
Hey, Dad, how are you doing? How's it going? What's up? What do you want to say?
Hello?
Is
this me?
Yeah, hey, we have another caller. His name is Edgar. What's up, Edgar?
Uh-oh.
Yeah, hey, I had some very bad news.
Wait, are they both on?
What's up?
Wait, what?
It's a party line.
Conference call.
What?
Mm-hmm.
Conference call.
I don't understand.
Okay, I had some like very bad news that I heard today. That Ryan, the singer of my band, was falsely accused of a crime and he's facing up to 60.
Whoa.
Yeah, we want to listen to the good album.
Oh, yeah.
Wait a second.
Hold on.
There's a cross phone thing.
I think we have two callers on the
line. Yeah, we have two callers.
Well, we're on figure this
the party
out.
Line.
Oh, Nima's dad
it's the
wants
party
to
line.
My dad wants to listen to a good album, and some guy
wants
like,
Ryan out of jail.
Yeah, this is really intense. It's like a weird dream.
Next
actually.
On Mari Povich.
Okay, Dad, we're gonna play some music right now, so we'll get that covered. Thank you for listening. And then Edgar, your
Tell
friend's
us
in jail.
What's up with this, Edgar? What band are you in?
Yeah.
What
That's
band
not
are you
like
in?
A joke, right? So.
No. What band are you in?
So, like, I was just calling you guys so you know that I'm gonna be like setting up some band at the shows to raise some money for him and hopefully get a help him out and hopefully he'll get out pretty soon. So,
dude, for sure.
Yeah. Thing, you know?
Yeah, please let us know.
Falsely accused is no good.
What's he falsely accused of, if you don't mind us asking?
Of robbing a...
Hello?
A store?
What are you... He robbed
Shit,
like a
is
bank.
Is this the guy I framed?
He didn't rob it. He didn't rob it. Yeah.
No, he didn't, but they said he robbed a... What did he rob?
A video game store.
Oh, video games. So what, man? That's ridiculous.
Who would rob a video
game? You can download games for free.
Yeah, you don't need to rob a video.
They even have surveillance photos of him, and it doesn't even look like him. Mm-hmm. They're still saying that it was him. So,
but it wasn't him.
Hey, does he have a lawyer? Yeah.
Does he have an alibi?
Not yet. He was with his girlfriend.
All right.
Did she take any camera phone photos of him and put him on Facebook?
Oh, we also have another caller here too.
Hello.
No, all she's right. not in yet, right? No, not yet. All right.
Does she have anymore? Does
it was,
she need
it was from New York, but hey, who's this again? This is Edgar, right?
Yep.
Okay, Edgar, we're going to... Hey, So Many Wizards can help you out. I know a lot of lawyers, buddies of mine, so you email me, somanywizards@gmail.com, and maybe we could hook him up pro bono, you know?
Word.
Let's help him out. Word. And maybe we could, like, play a benefit show.
Give us all the facts,
yeah, that's
though.
What I was planning on doing was, like, hooking up a couple benefit shows to raise money for him and stuff like that.
All right, thanks for letting us know. Good luck.
Good luck
to your friend. Yeah, I mean, we'll do what we can. Hit us up.
All right, cool. Thanks.
All right.
Yeah. Cool, man. Thanks a lot.
I wonder if it was a GameStop.
Probably. It was probably like a Blockbuster or something. Mm.
Do you guys, have you guys ever been to that video game store out in, I don't know what it is, like in Sun City or something like that? It's, I don't know. It's on the 210, and they have all these classic, I don't even know what it's called. They got all these classic games. We should rob that store. They have like Super Nintendo games, and they have NES games. We should check this.
Oh, damn. You know what we missed? We missed a call from New York.
Oh. Yeah.
New York. Hey, call back. New York. Call
212.
Again. 212. If you dare.
Yeah, if you're listening, we're please call us back. We dare you. Wait for your call here.
We dare you to call New York.
Hey, listen, so we're going to play some So Many Wizards, so what do we got here?
Well, okay, this is a track that is going to be on our upcoming album. It's called Moon Glow, and, you know, I hope you enjoy it.
Did you know the moon didn't really glow? It's just the reflection.
All right, so we're going to hear that.
Yeah, I know that. I found that after.
Ready?
So, yeah, we're going to play Moon Glow.
Yeah, Moon Glow. Is that first song, second, third, fourth track, or
what do you mean?
That's first track.
Oh, first track.
Yeah.
Okay.
The first track we're playing, but it's
All right. So this is So Many Wizards. Here at Piñata Hour.
Thanks.
We're back up in your tower. What was the name of the song again, so people know?
That song was called Moon Glow, and it's on our upcoming LP that we're still working on. We're going to go to the studio right after this, and
we're still not sleeping.
Yeah, I've actually been like recording for like all day in like various different places, borrowing gear from people, and then
just fell into a daze.
Yeah, basically.
You got your own. Studio?
Not really. I'm borrowing like a rack from my friend Ryan,
right,
over at Side Skills. He's a really dope guy, and my friend Joaquin's letting me use his mic. I really need to invest in my own stuff, but it's coming along good.
Nice.
I'm really excited. But that song is done. So what you just heard. And,
awesome. Do you have any? You guys have any shows here in LA soon? Very soon?
Yeah.
Well, we don't have any more LA shows until we come back from the trip.
And okay, we have that string of residents.
We're playing in Long Beach, actually.
But we are playing in Long Beach this Friday, though.
Yeah, this Friday?
Yeah.
Where at?
At the Aquarium of the Pacific with Batwings, Catwings.
It's gonna be really dope. Yeah.
In the, like, behind the, we're going to play behind the, you know, the whales.
I haven't been. Oh, that's going to be awesome. Yeah.
They're going to be squid dissections, too. Yeah.
Last time I was there, I was 12.
What was that?
We
got the itinerary today for the show, and between sets, it's like Batwings, Catwings plays, and then there's a squid dissection display, and then we play, and then get this, there's another squid dissection. I'm sorry, I got it wrong. There's a lecture on animal reproduction. So, you know, if you guys are into dirty stuff, get there early, 7:45. Okay. At 8, there's a squid dissection. At 8:15, there's a Humboldt squid talk, which I guess is like a bunch of stone squids just like, ah, I wish we had ink like octopuses. And then Batwings, Catwings plays, and then there's a squid dissection, and then So Many Wizards plays. And
are you ready, kids?
9:45.
But the thing is, it's the kids aren't allowed to go. It's 18 and over.
I know. So.
I don't know. I guess adults like squids and stuff.
Yeah.
I don't know how young you guys are, but 18
I know Japanese couples that could play with squids.
You're right.
Anyway. All right. So we're going to play some more So Many Wizards.
Oh, okay. Cool.
So we got like three tracks, right?
Yeah.
All right. Let's just play them on the row. And then when we come back, we...
Let's just play them on the row.
I think the next one is one that maybe... that was on the 7-inch that came out that we released last year.
Right.
And then the third song's also another song on the LP. And, you know, and then just you're going to enjoy it. I hope you enjoy. And feel free to call. Call us with your comments and, you know.
Whatever.
Thank you for listening.
Yeah, thanks.
Nice. All right, so we have a little bit more of So Many Wizards here at Piñata Hour. One of my favorite songs here.
Inner City.
Thank you.
Thanks, dude.
It's about South LA.
Nice.
Is it really?
The video's great. Who's the dude on the video?
Our friend Greg Rubin, who does really awesome videos and really design stuff. He did the video for us. He did a great job.
Rick Rubin's, what are we gonna play next?
Jeff, what are we going to play next?
This next song is going to be on the... Or all these songs, except for the last song, are going to be on the new LP, right?
But basically.
This is a song that maybe you haven't heard yet. This one's called, apparently, Happy Birthday. Mm-hmm. I don't know what song that is.
I'm not. Happy Birthday.
Okay. This song's called Happy Birthday, and it's dedicated to everyone out there who's having a birthday.
I guess so.
So what's the name of the song again?
Happy Birthday.
Happy Birthday, that's off our
anybody's birthday
coming album. No, not yet.
Yeah,
it will be soon.
So all right, so we're here at Piñata Hour. I want to thank you guys for coming down.
Thank you, man. Thanks for inviting
us. Some time with us.
I'll see you next week.
Yes. Yeah.
Just give me the code to get in and I'll just help myself inside.
Sure. You guys can work on the come down, hang out, whatever, you know.
Yeah, no, this was a very pleasant surprise and we appreciate
really cool.
Everything.
And yeah.
And I wish you the best, guys, on your trip.
Thank you. Thank you, man.
The UK, that's got to be really, really exciting.
Yeah, we'll come back and tell you all about it.
We also have a call. We just got a call right now.
Okay.
Let's go ahead. Yeah.
Talk to us.
Hello.
It's Leah Binyatar. Who's this?
Hi, this is Laura.
Hey, Laura.
Hi.
How are you doing?
Oh, good. How are you?
Happy birthday.
Did Nima leave?
No, Nima's here.
I'm here still. Hey, is this Laura?
It's Laura from New York City.
My goodness, that's amazing.
We're listening to your show out there.
Nice.
And I'm connected, so I had to call
Get
back.
Rope.
Yeah, thank you so much. I hope you enjoyed the new songs. And
I did. Someone has someone to say hello. I have someone else say hello to you.
Oh, yeah, I know who it is.
Dirty Schmail.
Who's that?
We all get that inside joke.
Hey, it's my good friend Blake Anderson.
Oh, nice.
From Campus Storage. He's a good guy.
Yeah, right. Congratulations on all the success.
Thank you, Blake. I appreciate it.
And we're stoked on the Squid Show. It sounds amazing.
It's going to be great.
Yeah, I wish you could be here, but you're in New York.
It's going to be educational.
We'll cut one up for you, Blake.
Yeah, we'll cut one up for you.
I will be there in spirit.
All right, that sounds great. I'll dedicate a song to you.
Right now.
Oh, yeah, nice.
Cheers into my 40 to you right now.
That's
you
awesome.
And all the boys.
Thanks, man.
You're rad. Thank you, Blake.
Loud and clear.
Loud and clear, definitely. I'm cheering.
You guys got my support on the Indiegogo.
Oh, yeah. Thank you. Yeah, we appreciate everybody's support on Indiegogo, actually. It's been amazing.
That's a really nice interview. I read it.
Oh, thank you.
Really good. Thank you. We still have, I think, like 25 or 24 more days.
Yes, we do. So,
One more time. It's actually just if you're listening out there and you're interested in helping so many wizards make it happen, that means helping us get to the UK. That means helping us finish the record and make it sound as wonderful as possible. All those things, you guys can go to indiegogo.com. It's help so many wizards make it happen. Just put little dashes between every word on the URL and you'll get there. And anything that people out there could help us with, even $5 level, we have MP3s mm-hmm. at a $500, $1,500 level. You can be the executive producer of our record.
Oh yeah,
you know, whatever your whatever fits within your budget. Somebody also is grateful if you.
We have another caller.
Oh yeah, all right. Let's do that.
Who's that?
All right, later, Neiman. Good
Thank you,
again.
Blake. Yeah.
Thank you.
That's so cool.
That is really cool.
It is cool. Yeah.
Totes.
Who's the new caller?
I don't know.
I'm stoked.
They didn't want to wait.
I feel really let down right now.
It went down.
All right.
I want to thank you guys for coming down.
Thank you.
Once again, here to Piñata Hour.
Yeah.
We really appreciate
it. So we're going to go out with Frank LaPorte, and we're going to come back here with Eddie Solis from It's Casual.
All right.
Frank, what do we got?
The Mooney Suzuki.
Yeah.
Nice.
You guys heard of the band?
Yeah.
I don't know if they're still around.
No, I think so.
No, they're not.
Well, here
but
we go.
Here's to them.
All right.
Cheers.
Frank LaPorte.
Thanks, guys.
Here at Piñata Hour.
Quiero ser. better, ride a little slower. No rider, he's a real goer.
We're back here at Piñata Hour. This is Lee, your host, and Frank LaPaul, your DJ set mix right now. You missed a lot of stuff.
A lot.
Like it?
Lowrider.
Nice set.
I was thinking Cheech and Chong when I hear this song.
Lowrider. I mean,
how could you not?
I know.
Oh, yeah, we got here Eddie Solis.
Lee,
what's
pleasure.
Up, dude?
Pleasure to be here, man.
Dude,
thank you.
I'm glad you're here, man.
You know what? The universe works in...
After a couple of years, we sit here now, and we can just go back...
The universe works in mysterious ways. That's all I'm going to say.
It's LA, man. LA is just
is
weird.
It,
yeah.
Is it LA or is it ELLAY?
It's ELLAY.
LA. LA.
Estamos Unidos.
LA?
LA.
LGB LA.
Well, thanks for having me, Lee. I appreciate it.
No problem, dude. I love your sound, dude. I know you for a couple years. He's in a band called It's Casual, and the band is.
Hold on, let's back up. You've known me longer than a couple of years.
Well, yeah, like maybe what
a decade.
Yeah, we'll go back.
It's a long time.
Yeah, it's a long time.
Okay,
and it was crazy. So now this dude is just making some killer videos with this guy from. The camera from Jackass. That's nice, man.
Yeah. You know what? We have a new video out. It's for the song The Red Line.
Hey, talking about the video. A lot of people ask me, hey, is that video when he's like rocking between the seats inside the Red Line?
Right.
How do you make that shot happen? Like, did you guys rent the...
I asked him the same question in the elevator.
Oh, did you? Okay, yeah.
You just go in there and just start shooting.
Well, first you walk in and we tell everyone, get out. That's right. There's no one sitting there. No, I'm just kidding. No, we're very polite and respectful to everyone. We would do this on weeknights. It's like Sunday night, Monday night, Tuesday night after like 9, 10 o'clock. And, you know, there's people in all the cars at the end or on both ends. There'd be no one there. So, you know, Rick would be and Donald Andrews, who assisted Rick, he would be at the end.
Right.
Down low and just be pulling the balance move. And Donald will be holding a ghetto blaster with the CD playing. And I started to sync it properly.
Nice.
And I would be like walking towards, you know, him over and over and over.
Hey, I'm thinking here right now, you're telling me that this guy is the one that shoots your video. And he's good for it because when you see Jackass, you know, those angles and where's he? He's just perfect, you know?
Right. And when you see the video and think about that subconsciously, it kind of, you see a lot of that perspective of his.
How do you came out about like writing about the Red Line?
Well, the reason why I write about the Red Line, basically, I have a new album called The New Los Angeles One through the eyes of a bus rider, and that's one of the things in my everyday life. I live in downtown and I work in Hollywood, and I use the Red Line to get around between Hollywood and downtown to go to gigs, to visit friends, do business work. So. It's a big part of my life, and a lot of people, I think, don't realize how easy it is to get around LA or, you know, on the Red Line, because while the 101 and the 405 are not so nice, I'm just underground like a demon, just getting from point A to point B. And the reason why I call the new record the New Los Angeles, it's because to me, it's the New Los Angeles because I see it through the eyes of a bus rider. I see things. I'll be on the way to work in the morning, doing work emails, and I'll say, "That's a great skate spot. I never saw that."
Right.
You know, or look at, there's a blank wall. I got a friend that does graffiti. I'm gonna let him know where it's at. You know, so I try to keep it real like that and keep my eyes and ears close to the street. And the reason why the record's called the New Los Angeles because. I mean, I'm born and raised here, but I see Los Angeles through a different perspective now.
Yeah.
You know?
Nice. Yeah, me too. I mean, 10 years ago, we were just playing like down the, like, San Gabriel Valley and
the suburbs.
Little places here in LA, but it wouldn't be like downtown, you know?
Right.
No, the downtown is different. We're doing this show live from downtown.
So. Right now, we're in downtown Los Angeles.
Yeah, we're right in the middle.
Right in the Mecca.
Right here at Skiru Studio.
Who was that? Was that someone else inside Lee?
Or
was that
me? Skiru Studios.
Are you possessed?
No, I'm not.
Are you okay?
Do we have a call? No, we don't. All right.
I take public transportation a lot too.
Okay,
and it's definitely a different perspective. Like it is definitely more real. And
you have a different perspective of cities.
Oh yeah, areas. Yeah, yeah. And I noticed I went to New York last year, and they don't just to get into the platform. You have to have your ticket.
Right.
I mean, you have to scan it in. It's like magnetic, whatever.
Right.
And we have those turnstiles here, but we don't use them. So it's like a gamble every time.
It's
we take
the honor
train.
System.
It's the honor system. So like yesterday, for example, I was getting off the train. I got my bike with me, and the sheriffs are trying to check tickets, like all aggressively, all crazy. It wouldn't have to be like that. They would just set up the turnstiles or make some more free days too. Encourage some free days because some people have never ridden the train.
You ride your bike too, right, Frank?
I ride my bike and I drive, dude. I think public transportation here is like, oof.
It's amazing we're sitting arm's distance from each other because that's my message. Like, through my music, I've been doing this band for 10 years. We've been an LA hardcore band and, we used to play with your old band back in the day and it's morphed into what it is. But for instance, that's the whole premise. It's like, first of all, it's not hard, I think. And when you look at the Red Line video that's directed by Rick Kosick, it makes taking public transportation look pretty damn cool, doesn't it? I mean, easy.
Yeah.
And to get from LA to North Hollywood and all the neighborhoods between, Civic Center, which is like by City Hall, Pershing Square, 7th and Metro, Vermont Beverly, LACC, that's the Santa Monica and Vermont stop, Los Feliz.
I think over here in LA, what it is about
it's easy.
Public transportation, people take it for granted.
You think
right?
so?
Well, yeah.
No,
I don't know why. Compared to
people
New
love
York.
Their cars in LA.
No, yeah, that's like, the deal. People, you can't get them out of your comfort zone, so people are stuck on the freeway and they're in their comfort zone for an hour and a half. That's what I'm saying. When I wrote that song saying the freeways are not so nice and name checking, the freeways to get from LA to downtown.
Yeah.
For downtown LA to Hollywood, it's 15 minutes. 17 minutes.
See, I drive the 405 every morning.
Tell me how bad it is.
That's
a fucked up.
It's awful. I mean, from Hawthorne to like West LA, 45 minutes.
Right, guys, over there? Yeah.
Yeah. Shit. I've calculated from the place I live now to my job.
Right.
I've calculated how many miles I've taken, Monday through Friday, public transportation. It's a little over 100,000.
Fuck.
In the 7.5 years I've been there. Now, here's the kicker.
Right.
There's this pass called the Easy Pass. And that's one of the songs, that's track 10 on the new Los Angeles part one. That's going to be out on March 13th. There's a song called Easy Pass. It's $84 a month, right?
Wow.
And when you divide that by 30 days, it costs $2.80 a day to travel unlimited.
Mm.
So I could go from my house in downtown to Hollywood and then go to my rehearsal studio in North Hollywood and then go all the way to Whittier to visit mom and dad and come back to Boyle Heights downtown, and that's for $280 a day. So imagine if you drove an SUV.
I drive an SUV.
What, $20 a day average?
I spend about $80 a week.
Yeah,
yeah. I drive a lot.
Yeah, yeah. But I mean, that's the thing. There's the way Angelinos are programmed. It's like, oh well, public transportation. I don't want to get on that bus. It sucks. Right. But there's even a lot of bus lines that run 24 hours, and are frequent, so frequent you don't need a time.
You know what it is too? It's you don't want to wake up that super early to go and wait, and you know what I mean?
Right. But you don't have to no more.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, I guess it depends on where you live because I've lived in the SGV.
Oh, well, that's the service is horrible out there.
Sangre. What is it?
Sangre.
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 Jose.
I don't know what that was. I think it was some chip. A chip crumb. I was coughing up. Yeah, and comparison. Now I live in here in downtown. I live right off the blue line.
So yeah
for me,
Metro.
Yeah. So for me, I can take the train 10 minutes. I'm
right.
So if I wanted to, and that one does run till midnight or even 12:30 a little bit later. But so I'm with you. Yeah, I think this is a message, and I think with the other pass you're mentioning, can you also go on different lines?
Well, the Easy Pass, people don't know about that. That's like
you can go on different lines.
Yeah,
too.
The cool thing about the Easy Pass is it's good for MTA. Subways and rail systems, all the buses, and it's good for Montebello bus line and Torrance bus line.
Foothill Transit.
Yep, that's it. So, I think OCTA, also Orange County, but my...
Foothill, it's like 210, 605.
It goes right through BP, bro.
Yeah.
It goes all the way to Montclair.
Yeah, all the way to Montclair, because I take the Silver Streak.
Oh, yeah, I know.
Because I visit family in La Puente.
Damn, it got names? Silver what?
That's Silver the one that goes by your house.
The Silver Streak has internet connection.
Yeah, I use the Wi-Fi when I'm riding.
Lee, you fucking drive, huh? You just drive.
Yeah, I just drive on my silver little bullet, and I get here. I call it the Piñata Shuttle.
Oh, okay.
It departs every Wednesday from...
that's a cool message, man. That's a really cool message.
The Piñata Shuttle?
Yeah.
That's a really cool message.
Thank you.
I got that too when I saw the video and I saw the song originally, because Lee had the posting up advertising the show, and I was like, yeah, the Red Line, you know, like we should all be
taking
Red Line.
Yeah, it's a great fucking video. I mean, like, I gotta
check it out.
Right. You know what's funny? Thank you. You know what's funny is you saw us play La Cita.
Yeah.
Last Tuesday we did a show.
Dude, I was gonna ask you. Wait, you don't take all that year on the Red Line, right?
No. I showed up on the Red Line. I practice what I preach. No, but check this out. Since that video has surfaced, we got a lot of views. Rick Kosick has it on his YouTube channel and this other place, this other video channel called Blank TV. And we're over like 16,000 views right now. And
also on Dick House, too.
Yeah. Just website. A month. And the
just
thing
a about, month?
Yeah.
Wow.
January 8th, it posted. Okay. And funny thing about it is a lot of people that don't know a lot of the LA Underground or don't know about us, they think I've gotten, you know, emails and messages saying, hey, you know, are you guys a fluke band? What's the deal? Do you guys actually play two piece? What do you, come on. What do you think you are? The White Stripes, the Black Keys? And Belize saw us last Tuesday.
Right. Yeah, your drummer? No, I'm a drummer, right? And I saw his drummer. And I know the other drummers you've been through. Like, right. I know, I've seen them. And the drummer is just, it's amazing how he gets the sound. I mean, because you're playing fucking loud as hell. You have like two gigantic cabinets. You have
full
like
full stack and two bass decks.
Yeah. It's like this guy is like a fucking slayer.
Well, yeah.
Wall.
Well, I'm trying to bring a gangster.
A wall of sound.
Yeah, well, it's gangster. I'm bringing all the homies.
Nothing
with
me. Casual.
But my homies are the amps. You know what I mean?
So bring your earplugs to the show.
Don't clean your ears.
So Lee saw us for the first time in a long time.
Yeah.
Let's hear some.
But I knew you always play loud. And yes, we're going to hear some right now.
I'm getting anxious.
So what we're going to play right now, it's, what do we got
the
here?
The Red Line.
Yeah, the Red Line.
Red Line.
All right. So this is, it's casual playing song called
The Red Line. Line.
Here at Piñata Hour.
101, the 405, the freeways are not so nice. The I-5, the I-10, the freeways are not so nice. The children, the 605, the freeways are not so nice. I-5, the I-10, the freeways are not so nice. The red line, the red line, the red line. Are not so nice. The I-5, the I-10, the freeways are not so nice. The 101, the 405, the freeways are not so nice. The 605, the 101, the 101, the 101, the I-10, the 210, the 605, the 101, the 405, the I-10, the freeways are not so nice. The red line.
Wow, that was great.
Fuck. Thank you, Lee.
So it's casual here at Piñata Tower. That's amazing.
We were just talking about too, the new expo line. That's we're think we're talking about. It's supposed to open this year.
What's that about?
It goes
SC?
It goes through SC to all exposition. Westbound, I guess.
Kind of like Southwest.
What's the last stop? Like Third Street Promenade or something?
I think
crazy?
It's Santa Monica.
Santa Monica.
Nice. That's gonna be cool.
Oh, no, that would be a nice ride.
You know, well, what you were saying, what Turtle was saying is key about public transportation in Los Angeles from the city to the water. It's a lot more frequent because I live in Boyle Heights. It's right side of, you know, first east side city over the bridge. Mm-hmm. And the Line 18 runs 24 hours. And that's pretty convenient.
Yeah.
I mean, it just keeps going downtown LA all night, all day, all morning. And you don't even need a schedule, so frequent. Yep. You know, as it gets into the wee hours, like midnight, 1, 2, 3, it's once an hour. But then you can connect with all the, you know, the subways and everything, and so it's simple to get around. When you're in Whittier and Tico Rivera and Montebello and City of Industry and Baldwin Park, it's like once an hour on weekdays.
Yeah.
It's pretty bad. So the perspective of people taking the
right
public transportation in those areas, I could imagine why they don't like it, because it's not as easy. And when you go down into the subway, it's frequent.
Yeah. Every 12 minutes or whatever.
Yeah.
Well, I think it's really cool. I think it's a really cool message. Thank
you. I like that song. I think I'm going to download it and play it when I'm on the 405. Just gun it.
And it texts me when you're actually on the freeway and say, you know what, you're right.
It's awful.
That's all I'm looking for.
Just to give it some more feedback. Yeah, I just think being a cyclist, especially, I've been a cyclist for the past about 5 years. I mean, I had a car recently, but I just got rid of it because I wasn't driving it. And some people probably saw me posting it online. But I saved so much money, so much headache. I mean, I had one accident, you know. I had one accident.
Well, on your bike?
Yeah, but I'm still not. I'm not intimidated. I'm more cautious. I actually now want to make like artwork that kind of says like share the road and these type of messages.
Exactly.
Just to be like, you know, yeah, just because I'm on a bike doesn't mean that you shouldn't be careful when you went around me or that type of thing, you know. So I think it's connected along with that.
Talking about bikes, before we run out of time. The FMLY.
Yes. The family group. Yeah.
Yeah. They're like about bikes, right?
They are affiliated with, a lot of people.
All right. They're going to come down to the.
Yeah. I think some of them are coming down to the show for sure.
Nice. Let's talk about a little bit about the show that's going to go down on Saturday.
We're having, remind the listeners tonight. Yeah.
Eddie, the other time you can come down to.
Okay, yeah, thank you.
You've been the guest list.
Thank you.
This Saturday,
429, yeah.
9 p.m. this Saturday, the 11th, we're having the Food Not Bombs benefit show, 1729 East 21st Street. We're affiliated with, we want to spend a special shout out to family, of course, Skid Row Studios, Pinata Hour. And on that note, we're going to have more than one pinata that night, Lee.
Yeah. I'm gonna bring two pinatas,
and we just there's a secret handmade pinata.
Anybody
in the works?
Anything there? Go ahead. You're more than welcome.
Turtle, what's going in there in that pinata?
I mean, it's gonna be some sexy candy.
Fucking dildos.
What?
Yeah.
Just those two words are the clues.
Butt plugs and whatnot.
It's not literal candy necessarily, but. Yeah, but we're, you know, the show's benefiting Food Not Bombs LA, Long Beach chapter, and
is there someone out here on Facebook giving me a shout out about So Many Wizards and also the Food Not Bombs?
Nice.
She says she's gonna come down. Yeah, Natalie Bonilla, she's listening to the show right now.
Well, you know, Natalie, oh, you know? And her friends. I don't know her, but if she's a fan of So Many Wizards, you know, I'm sure we'd be good friends.
When can you tell, you know, a girl once you have sex with her? Or?
Oh no, I could have a conversation. With the woman and I'll know. Perhaps young Natalie can come meet Jeff Geis of So Many Wizards at the show because he said he might make it down.
Hey, we have a caller.
Oh man,
what's up? Who's this?
Yo, what up?
Who is this?
Yo, it's Natalie Bonilla calling from Fullerton, California.
Nah, awesome. We were just talking about you right now.
Yo.
Thank you for calling.
How's it going?
It's going good. It's going good. We're talking about pinatas.
Yeah, dude. I've been like tuning into your show. You know, I heard the word. I had some homies coming in from LA. So Many Wizards are touring to like the UK. So I'm pretty stoked about that.
Yeah, it's pretty nice. They're going all the way up there.
We have to, you know, wait. That's a good reminder for our listeners and everybody to check Indiegogo, where they can support So Many Wizards in that tour and their new album and everything.
Yeah.
Hell yeah, dude. Like, Mirror Records, like, you know, I totally support Beyonce Hour. I love what they're doing.
Nice.
Like, totally getting, like, the LA scene in with, like, you know, like, getting that radio, that exposure in. And, like, dude, Lysander, like, totally,
yeah.
Like, I totally support what you're doing.
Nice.
You're doing a great job. Like, I'm listening all the way from Fullerton, California.
We're
going to
have...
Right here with-
We're gonna have more bands. Like, we're gonna have the shrine. They're from LA also.
I know the Shrine.
Oh, yeah.
They're going to the south. They're going also. I'm just gonna try to set up a blog about Side by Side with bands that are going, and they're from LA.
Mm-hmm.
And we started with so many wizards.
You know, Natalie.
Oh yeah.
Natalie, what's up?
Yeah,
Natalie. I'm not sure if you've met Lysander before, but his head. I think it got a little bit bigger. No, I'm just kidding. Yeah. We're all humble. We're all really humble.
My beard got bigger.
His beard, man. What's up?
The beard grew 2 inches.
Trim it up.
Yeah, dude. I mean, hey, like, the band that you're interviewing right now, like, I want to know more about them. Like, that's why I'm listening. I'm, like, totally stoked about them. And, like, dude,
they're
like,
fucking great.
Know?
You got to go see them live.
Hell yeah, dude.
It takes them about 45 minutes to set up, but they're great.
And that's not because...
But it's very entertaining. You got to see him
45 minutes because there's a lot of gear, right?
Yeah. Yes. Yeah.
Hey, like, you're welcome. You're welcome anytime. Like, I promote for, like, your gallery and I do my own thing, too. I'm hosting, like...
Wait, you promote for Nathan's gallery, The Here?
The Here Gallery, and I do my own thing. It's called Chalk Ivana. It's www.facebook.com.
Oh, you guys have a 5-star bar, right?
No.
We moved on to bigger, better things, dude.
Oh.
Did you see Nathan's cover of that art magazine this month? Or no, not a cover, but he's got a spread in art magazine. Looks like the dawn of art in this
dude,
picture.
Send me the link, dog. I'm dying to see that. That sounds so rad.
I just saw it, and it's... I've known Nathan for a few years. My friend shows art there. And
hell yeah.
Man. So wait, you throw shows at The Here. I would love to see this guy at The Here. It's kind of small, but...
Dude, I mean, like, it's expanding. Like, we've done stuff in L.A. for 5 years already. I have my own thing. It's called Chalk of Honor Productions. It's CHOC/IVANA Productions. Oops. And we pretty much do everything from, like, radio to, like, music videos to, like,
all around
shows. And, like, our top, like, two bands right now are, like, Nature Sun, who just released their EP called Pains and Other Pleasures at Burger Records in Fullerton.
Oh, Burger Records was down here, right?
Oh, yeah. Sean was here, and
Kelly Specs, they're also from, like, Inland Empire, and they're having a show this Saturday. So if you check the page, you get more details. Again, it's CHOC, Chalk Ivana Production. So, yeah, dude, Lysander, nice. Dude, like, we got to hook up. We got to, like... What's going on, dude? Like, show me what you got, dude. Like, you're doing your thing. Like, Piñata Hour is, like, amazing. So we'll be in touch, definitely.
I mean, I'm going to send you a message.
If you can, try to come out to the show early. Maybe you can sit down with Lysander over some food. And
I need to listen to this band, like, more. Like, the band you're interviewing. Like, I'm stoked for them. They sound, like, super cool. And, like, you know, like, I want to see them live, dude.
Fullerton. I don't mean to interrupt. We just played the Slide Bar.
Yeah, we got the Slide Bar, we got the Continental Room, we got, like, a couple warehouses out here. I'm trying to get a LA versus OC show going. I'm actually, like, brainstorming, like, what, and, like, I'm trying to, like, showcase. So, like, hey, Lysander, be my guest. If you want to, like, bring some bands from LA, I'll bring some bands from OC. Like, if you
awesome.
Want to, like,
bring
you
know, Lobos.
Show with me what's good.
Bring
you know?
Slayer, Los Lobos, Cypress Hill, and it will go up against No Doubt and Social Distortion.
Dude, we're trying to go DIY team right
now.
That's LA versus 311.
We're trying to do some, like, you know, like, throw in some Lovely Bad Things, you know, some, like, you know, Moondog. Because there's stuff that's, like, coming up right now. That's stuff that's, like, from the 90s, dog. We're trying to be, like,
Woo! She threw Dog in there. Crazy. You know, I really thank you for calling Piñata Hour so much. I think we're gonna, what are we doing next, Lee?
Oh, yeah, we're gonna play, more of its schedule. So we have those,
this is a track called Forgive Me.
Okay.
This is a rough mix. This is gonna be released on the new Los Angeles Part 2 in summer.
Right.
It's produced by Billy Anderson, who's known for his work with Jawbreaker, The Melvins, and Neurosis. And we recorded this at Seahorse Sounds 2 Tape in downtown LA. This is just a rough mix, so this is, like, I just want to share this. Brand new stuff, unreleased.
Sure. All right. Let's do this. What was the name of the song again?
Forgive Me.
It's Casual. All right, let's play the next following track, and then we'll talk about it after.
It's called Keep the Children Occupied.
Nice.
It's about parents doing their job as parents and not just letting them join gangs. And, just being responsible and taking care of your shit.
Tell your kids to listen to Piñata Hour.
And It's Casual.
Yeah.
And Skateboard.
It's Casual on Sunday. All right, so let's go ahead and play the next track then.
Okay.
Yeah. You know it.
After school,
Nice.
Can I plug some shows?
Wow. No, you can't. Of course, my friend. Go ahead. What do we got?
We're going to be infiltrating the 714 this Saturday.
OZ.
Yep.
That's an old school number right there.
We're headlining the Doll Hut. We got our friends from OC, Visual Discrimination.
Mm-hmm.
Walk Proud from Norwalk.
Mm-hmm.
Antisocial and Yapo.
Mm-hmm.
Some old school hardcore punk rock from SoCal.
Yeah.
I think we'll be the youngest band there. So that's how old school that stuff is. But it's going to be great, man. They're all friends, and it's going to be rowdy the way punk shows should be.
At the Doll Hut.
Yeah, no eyeliner. No Hot Topic hair dye.
No.
Oh, man.
No hot Topic.
And there's not going to be any fluorescent colors happening.
Hey, is that store still around?
Hot Topic? Yeah, they are.
Oh, okay.
And and anyways,
what store is that?
Hot Topics.
I think so.
Yeah, I don't know.
I don't think any of us here in this room have been to a mall in a long time.
Yeah, I don't support mall metal, dude.
I go to the SWAT.
I don't support mall punk. No. Anyways, yeah, we're playing there, and then we're playing with Youth Brigade, Mighty Youth Brigade, on March 2nd at Weber's in Reseda.
Right.
And we're going to be going out to Vegas on St. Patrick's Day and supporting Jughead's Revenge.
Hmm.
And San Diego, we're doing a headlining show on the 23rd. Just, you know, it's casual.tv.
Right.
And, you know, follow the Facebook, follow the Twitter.
I really Simple dig your music, dude. I like that a lot, man. It really reminds me of like kind of like East Coast style metalcore, you know, like I'm from the East Coast, so.
Where are you from?
I'm from the Philadelphia area, so.
Ah, you know a store, you know Joe Krusecki?
No, I don't.
You know Ides?
When I say Philadelphia, I say that because that's the closest thing that people will recognize, because I actually grew up in a really small shithole town.
Okay.
But
we played Philadelphia in 2006.
Yeah.
The Boiler Room.
My day was earlier than that. It was probably, you know, like 93 to 98.
Ah.
So we played with bands like Turmoil.
Okay.
Do you ever hear those guys?
Turmoil.
Oh, okay.
Sure.
That's who we hung out.
Damn, Big Chen going way back.
Yeah, right here. Way back.
Early 90s, man. Back then,
pagers.
Like Earth Crisis and Snapcase.
Earth Crisis, Snapcase, all the early Victory stuff.
Yeah, exactly.
Pre-internet.
Exactly.
Non-crybaby hardcore.
New Age records and, yeah. Bands like Unbroken, do you remember?
Right, of course. Yeah, that's all the stuff, you know, I'm into. Like, well, the thing is like, you know, it's casual. I don't know if people know this out there. It's basically, you know, a two-piece band. And it's been around, you know, it's simply an extension of myself. It's a hardcore band and two-piece. And there's a revolving door of drummers. And, you know, anyone could play as long as they want with me. And hopefully the current drummer, Brian Brown, you know, he sticks it out. And, you know, that's who Lee saw.
Yeah.
He's been with me for a while, and I love his playing. And basically, it's supposed to be sincere. And to me, that's real hardcore, and being, you know, that's real punk, is just talking about your surroundings. So, you know, that's funny you should connect and bring up that stuff, because that's the stuff that I grew up with in the early 90s as well. The Earth Crisis and Snapcase.
Yeah, cool.
You know, Integrity.
Yeah, Integrity.
I mean, I'm not straight edge, but it's like, I love all that stuff.
Yeah,
it's just really sincere. You know, you can't turn your head, you know, away from it when something's sincere.
That's cool, because I don't meet a lot of people out here that know of
that. Get
bands,
that stuff.
So, yeah.
Cool. I guess we got one more song.
Yeah, we got one more song. Yes, we do. Are we ready with that?
Yeah. It's called Suffering, and it's about all my friends and family that don't have jobs and are suffering right now. Yeah. So, that's going to be on the new It's Casual record.
Money.
And again, it's sincere.
Suffering.
What a big sound.
Yeah.
Thank you, sir.
Yeah. Great, man. Great stuff.
Thanks for having me, Lee.
Oh, no problem, dude. Thanks for coming down. I'm glad to see you again. You're doing well. I noticed that.
Thank you.
I mean, you're accomplishing your goals here. And not just that, but you're also really involved in the industry, right? Like, you do a lot of sales, you do bookings, you do those other things.
I do. My day job, I work over at a label called Southern Lord. So I'm, you know, working every day like everyone else.
It's a label that it's been around for a couple of years, right?
About 12 years.
Nice. Yeah.
We put out the Probot record by Dave Grohl.
Mm.
Pelican, Boris, Goat Snake, The Obsessed, St. Vitus.
Well, see.
So I've been there for 7.5 years. And then, you know, I put on shows around town as a promoter.
Right.
So whenever you see My War Presents, that's me.
Mm.
And then I do the band. And I also do a Spanish rock band called Matador.
Oh, Matador.
Yeah.
Okay.
So, you know, that's music's my life. That's what I signed up for.
Oh, that's right. Spanish rock.
Remember that? Yeah.
Spanish rock.
Yeah. Mm. I play bass.
Spanish.
Yeah, but anyways, you know, I mean, that's pretty much the nuts and bolts of it.
Yeah, man.
Thanks for having me.
Well, one thing for coming down and taking time, you know. When you go back, are you going to take the red line? Or?
I am. I'm going to walk across the street and take the red line.
Nice.
Godspeed.
To the goal line.
Godspeed. Yeah.
To the Union Station. I'm going to check in so everyone knows where I'm at.
Nice.
And then I'm going to take the goal line and off into the dawn.
You know what would be awesome? Is those, you know, that capsule in the fly where you just teleport yourself? We need some of that shit.
We need some of that.
Yeah. You know?
That's
maybe in the next 100 years. Who knows?
Maybe I could do a song about that.
Well, they got the particle accelerator, which.
I think it broke down, right?
That's a whole other show.
Yeah.
We'll save that for next week.
Hey, full discussion, right?
Couple of shows that I want to announce. February 11th, this Saturday, it's the FN Food No Bumps presents this show that's going to go down at the
old warehouse.
At the old warehouse.
And let it be unnamed for now.
You can see it on Piñata. We have a flyer for that. You can just check it out there. The address. All the details we got for DJs.
I want to mention one more thing. The LA Zine Fest coming up Sunday, February 19th, 1 week from Sunday. It's all day. And it's a lot of friends we know are in there. Rhea's putting it together, and Champ's got some new material there. And it's going to be at the Last Bookstore in downtown. It's free.
Oh, I know where that's at.
It's going to be this, you know, DIY culture at its best, you know? Self-publicating, making your own zines, making your own magazines.
Awesome.
All right, guys. So we're going to wrap this up, this episode. Thank you. Thanks. I want to thank so many wizards.
Thanks, guys.
It's casual. We got here Eddie Solis.
Thank you.
What's up? And also Frank LaPaul. Yep. And he's going to take us out with a little quick mix here.
Awesome.
Piña Tower. And next week we have Peach Kinney from LA.
Nice. Yeah,
they're going to come here.
Nice.
And we see you guys on February 11th.
The Saturday.
Food and Bombs. And this is Frank LaPaul, Piña Tower.
Adios.
Good night. We don't
off with it all.